正道的主题是你跟从我吧。
The sermon topic is You must follow me.
各位慕道朋友、弟兄姊妹，早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
一起同心祷告。
Then let's pray.
亲爱的天父，再一次的同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, once again we give our thanks and praises to you.
感谢你赐给我们今天早上一个崇拜的机会。
We thank you for giving us this opportunity to come to worship you this morning.
在过去几个月里面，我们看到真的没有一样东西是必然的。
In the past few months, we can see that nothing can be taken for granted.
就是今天能够来到教会去崇拜、去敬拜你，亦都不是必然的。
Just like today, we can come to worship you is not something that we can take for granted.
就感谢你赐给我们今天早上的机会来到你的家里面去聆听主你的话语。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity this morning to come to your house to listen to your words.
主，我们先求你保佑你洁净我们。
Lord, first of all, we ask of your holy and precious blood to cleanse us.
涂抹我们所有的罪孽和过犯。
To blot out all our sins and transgressions.
因为非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Because without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
主，我们求你特别的，你保佑你洁净孩子。
Lord, we pray that particularly you will use your precious blood to cleanse the speaker.
因为非圣洁，主你都不能够用。
Because without holiness, we cannot be used by you, Lord.
主，我们再次感谢你，你为我们戴荆棘冠冕。
Once again, we thank you for putting on the crown of thorn.
为我们的罪死十字架上边。
For the sake of our sins, you died on the cross.
我们感谢你，你爱我们到底。
We thank you that you love us to the end.
你仍然的呼召我们来跟从你。
You still come to call us to follow you.
主，在今天早上，你对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, this morning, may you speak to each one of us.
求圣灵的恩膏能力与孩子同在。
May the power and anointing be with your child, Dominic.
也都求赐智慧给翻译的姊妹。
And may you give wisdom to the sister doing the interpretation.
让将主你的话能够翻得清楚明白。
So that she can interpret the words clearly.
我们祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在今年开始的时候，我寄了一封信息给在我美国居住的一个好朋友。
At the start of the year, I sent a message to a very good friend of mine who lives in America.
我们从中学时候已经认识。
We have known each other since we were in high school.
亦都是我结婚的时候的伴郎。
He was also my groomsman at my wedding.
所以我们彼此之间非常的坦诚。
So we can be frank towards each other.
在信息里面，我问候他。
In my message, I asked how he was.
我亦都问他在新的一年有什么愿望，有什么目标。
And I also asked him what his wish and goal was for the new year.
我记得他去年的答案就是说他要给清他的 mortgage.
I remember his answer for last year was to pay off his home mortgage.
但是今年他只回复了我两个字。
But this year he gave me a two-worded reply.
Stay alive.
Stay alive.
就是能够活下去。
So he could stay alive.
起初我不明白他有什么意思。
At first, I did not understand what he meant.
但后来我明白。
But later, I realized what he meant.
因为他知道最近在美国发现了一个新的变种的 COVID-19.
He was referring to the mutant strain of COVID-19.
我想我们居住在澳洲的弟兄姊妹未必有这个好朋友的感受。
I think we who live in Australia probably do not share the same sentiment.
但我们可能都同意今年不会是一个容易的一年。
But we probably agree that the year 2021 will not be an easy one.
我们不知道今年将会发生什么事情。
We do not know what will happen in 2021.
但我们都会同意今年将会是一个艰苦困难的一年。
But we probably agree that this year is going to be difficult and tough.
直到今天，我们有些弟兄姊妹还在香港，我们回不到澳洲或者回不到中国。
Up to now, some of our brothers and sisters are still stranded in Hong Kong and they cannot return to Australia or China.
我们有些亲人在海外或者澳洲其他的省份，我们探望不到。
Some of our relatives are overseas or in other states of Australia and we cannot visit them.
上个月我们一家三口揸车去 Sydney。
Just like last month, our family of three drove to Sydney.
以为过了一年终于可以跟家人团聚。
We thought that after waiting for one year, we finally could reunite with our extended family.
但到第二天我们在吃午餐的时候。
But on the second day, while we were eating out for lunch,
我们忽然间看到新闻 讲到维生嘅政府可能修改呢个边界嘅条例。
I suddenly saw the news that the Victorian government was going to change the border regulations.
从 New South Wales 翻嚟维省嘅要申请呢个 entry permit， 又要测试又要隔离。
People going back from New South Wales to Victoria would need an entry permit.They would need to get tested and undergo quarantine.
当时我想到好多嘅问题。
Many questions came to my mind.
我唔知道应该留低咧，定系应该翻嚟。
We did not know whether we should leave or stay.
我哋想留低嗰度，因为系谂到联络嘅父母。
We wanted to stay as we had our elderly parents in mind.
但从旧年我哋过喺 Melbourne lockdown 嘅经验。
But from the experience of the Melbourne lockdown last year,
我们知道我们即使留在 Sydney 的话都未必能够见到他们。
We realized that even though we stayed, there could be times when we would not be able to go and visit them.
因为当时我们住在我们哥哥的家里面。
It is because we were staying at my elder brother's house.
或者我们即使出门，只不过可能将这个病毒带到他们那里。
Or perhaps we could go to visit them, but we would possibly spread the virus to them.
所以跟住嗰朝早上，我同太太一同去为呢件事情而祷告。
So the next morning, I prayed for this with my wife.
祷告之后，我哋决定翻 Melbourne。
After praying, we decided to go back to Melbourne.
于是我哋立刻嘅收拾行李，叫醒个仔，喺唔到两个钟头，我哋就翻嚟啦。
So immediately we started packing up and woke our son up. Within 2 hours, we were on our way.
又好似我哋当中嘅一啲嘅年轻人
，or perhaps like some young adults among us，
原本多年嘅努力读书
，after studying hard for a number of years，
因为突然间某啲事情嘅出现
，something suddenly happens，
生活、读书、工作、前途，忽然间唔知道何去何从
，they don't know what to do in relation to their life, their studies and their work, their career，
所以不论系疫情系经济。
Therefore, in whatever area, such as the pandemic, the economy,
是我们人生里面的计划或者目标
plans in our lives, our goals,
健康、工作、学业
health, work, and studies,
我们发现我们是一个不知道何去何从的处境
We realize that we are in uncharted territory.
我们不知道我们应该要怎么做
We don't know what is going to happen. We don't know what to do.
我们不免要问我们要怎么做呢
We can't help asking what should we do.
在今天正道的经文，彼得也是一个类似的情况。
In our sermon scripture this morning, Peter was in a similar situation.
彼得迷失了。
Peter was lost.
在彼得在过去3年里面跟主在一起。
For the previous 3 years, Peter had been with the Lord.
一起吃，一起喝，一起住。
They ate together, they drank together, they lived together.
主去哪里，彼得跟到去哪里。
Wherever the Lord went, Peter followed.
他听过主讲道。
He had heard the Lord preach.
他看过主登山变像。
He had witnessed the transfiguration of the Lord on the mount.
他看过主行神迹。
He had seen the miracles performed by the Lord.
他和其他的门徒都以为主就是那位来拯救、救赎以色列的那一位。
He and other disciples reckoned the Lord was the one who was going to restore and redeem Israel.
但突然间主被钉在十字架上面。
However, suddenly the Lord was crucified.
彼得不知道他怎么做。
Peter did not know what to do.
彼得迷失了。
Peter was lost.
彼得不单止迷失。
Peter was not only lost.
彼得在一个属灵的低谷里面。
He was also in the depth of a spiritual valley.
因为彼得犯了一个令他非常懊悔的错误。
Because Peter made a mistake which would make him very remorseful.
他曾经答应过主，就能同主一起下监，一起去受死。
He had promised the Lord he would rather go to prison and die with the Lord.
结果他发咒起誓话我不认识这个人。
But at the end, he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know the man."
不知道我们今天的属灵情况似不似彼得。
I don't know if the spiritual state of us today is like that of Peter.
立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却是软弱。
My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak.
当彼得正是灰心、忧伤、迷失在一个属灵的低谷里面的时候
When Peter was in a spiritual valley where he was discouraged, distressed and lost,
不知道怎么做的时候
When he did not know what to do,
主出现
The Lord appeared.
主呼召彼得，你跟从我吧。
The Lord called Peter, you must follow me.
你跟从我吧，唔单止系主对彼得嘅呼召。
You must follow me is not the calling made by the Lord to Peter alone.
尤其是喺2021年新一年嘅开始。
Particularly at the beginning of the year 2021.
一个唔知道发生咩事嘅一年。
A very unpredictable year.
你跟从我吧，亦都系主对我哋每一个嘅呼召。
You must follow me is also the Lord's calling to each one of us.
每一个发现自己一个唔知道系咩嘅处境嘅。
Everyone who finds himself in an unpredictable situation.
每一个系面对唔知道将来嘅。
Unknown future.
每一个唔知道要点样做嘅
，at lost as to what to do。
每一个喺属灵低谷里头嘅
，everyone who is in a spiritual valley，
灰心忧伤里头嘅
，in discouragement and distress。
主话你跟从我吧
，the Lord says you must follow me，
因为佢掌管明天。
It is because he holds tomorrow。
主话我系世界嘅光，跟从我嘅就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命嘅光。
The Lord says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
面对主的呼召，不知道大家的感受，那个反应是如何。
When we face the Lord's calling, I don't know what your reaction and feeling is.
兴奋、感恩、充满盼望。
Excited, thankful, and full of hope.
定是说已经跌倒太久了。
Or perhaps we have stumbled for too long,
软弱太耐,
and having been in weakness for too long,
已经不敢再抱有希望,
we no longer hold out any hope.
我们的经验感受可能是真,
our experience and feeling could be true.
就像彼得他懊悔、灰心、忧伤是真的,
just like Peter, his remorse, discouragement and powerlessness were all real.
很多时候我们人最大的难处都不在难处的本身。
Being human, our difficulty is often not the difficulty itself.
我哋人最大嘅难处就系我哋感到灰心，我哋冇盼望，甚至乎我哋放弃。
Our difficulty is the feeling of discouragement. We lose hope. We give up.
就好似彼得，佢放弃啦。
Just like Peter, he gave up.
所以彼得决定翻嚟打鱼。
Therefore, Peter decided to go back fishing.
因为打鱼系彼得从前嘅职业。
Because fishing was Peter's previous profession.
彼得可以放弃自己。
Peter could give up on himself.
但主唔能够放弃彼得。
But the Lord would never give up on Peter.
今次是主第五次的来寻找彼得。
This was the fifth time that the Lord has sought Peter.
主就是那个有100只羊但是失去了一只比喻里面的那个牧羊人。
The Lord is the shepherd in the parable of one lost sheep in 100.
他要找那些失去的羊直到找着。
He went to seek the lost sheep until he found it.
主第五次的来寻找彼得终于找到彼得了。
The Lord came to seek Peter the fifth time and finally he could find him.
从主五次的来寻找彼得，我看到主是从来不放弃彼得。
From the five times that the Lord sought Peter, we can see that the Lord never gave up on Peter.
所以即使我们今天跌倒几多次，我们有几软弱。
Therefore, today, no matter how many times we have stumbled and how weak we are,
主没有放弃彼得，主也不会放弃我们。
The Lord did not give up on Peter, and the Lord will never give up on us.
而且他重新呼召我们，你跟从我吧。
Moreover, he once again calls us, you must follow me.
我们今天要看的就是跟从主。
Today, we are going to look at following the Lord.
等我哋去睇一个跟从主基督徒嘅改变。
Firstly, we look at the transformation of a Christian who follows the Lord.
第二，我哋去睇我哋点样去跟从主。
Secondly, let us see how to follow the Lord.
而家我哋从彼得身上去睇一个跟从主基督徒嘅改变。
Now from Peter, let us see the transformation of a Christian who follows the Lord.
从彼得身上我哋睇到，即使佢跌倒啦。退后了，甚至乎起唔翻身。
From Peter, we can see that even though he stumbled and went backwards, to an extent he could no longer arise.
只要他重新跟从主，他都可以经历改变。
But as long as he followed the Lord again, he could experience transformation.
他的生命要改变。
His life needed to be transformed.
他的生活要改变。
The way he lived his life needed to be transformed.
他人生价值都要改变。
His worthiness in life was also transformed.
彼得改变成为一把尺，让我们思考今天我们是不是真的跟从主呢？
The transformation of Peter becomes a yardstick to help us reflect on whether we are following the Lord today.
彼得的改变成我们今天的榜样和一个的鼓励。
The transformation of Peter becomes our example and our encouragement.
不过我们今天属灵的情况是怎样？
No matter how our spiritual state is today,
只要我们跟从主，我们都能够经历彼得的改变。
As long as we follow the Lord, we can experience the transformation of Peter.
第一，彼得的生命改变。
Firstly, the life of Peter was transformed.
从前彼得害怕大祭司的侍女。
Formerly, Peter was afraid of the servant girl of the high priest.
他害怕被发现是主的门徒。
He was afraid of being discovered to be a disciple of the Lord.
他害怕被捉拿。
He was afraid of being arrested.
所以他发咒起誓说我不认识主。
Therefore, he began to call down curses on himself and he swore to them that he did not know the Lord.
但是现在彼得听到主亲口告诉他那些将来将要在发生他身上那些很可怕的事情。
But now Peter heard from the Lord himself about the dreadful things that were going to happen to him.
他将要被捉拿。
He was going to be arrested.
失去自由。
He would lose his freedom.
甚至乎最后要为主殉道。
And at the end, he even had to be martyred for the sake of the Lord.
但是彼得不说一句话。
But Peter did not say anything in response to that.
彼得不怕了。
He was no longer afraid.
因为彼得的生命被提升。
It is because the level of Peter's life was raised.
另一件事情就是彼得所看重的已经不一样。
Another thing is that what Peter valued was different.
从前彼得是一个渔夫。
Formerly, Peter was a fisherman.
他看的要的就是鱼。
What he set his eyes on and what he looked at was fish.
约翰福音第一章六到七节讲到彼得他们捉到很多的鱼。
John 21 verses 6 to 7 tells us that Peter and his companions had caught a lot of fish.
但是彼得一听到是主他就跳到海里面游到主的身边。
But when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he jumped into the water and swam to the shore to see the Lord.
世界的吸引、世界的诱惑从彼得身上脱落了。
The attractions of the world and the enticements of the world fell off Peter.
从前彼得要的、看的是鱼。
Previously, what Peter looked at and what he wanted was fish.
但现在彼得要的、看的是主。
But now, what Peter wanted to see and what he desired were the Lord.
这个是生命带来的改变。
This is a transformation brought about by life.
今天我们要的是什么呢？
Today, what is it that we desire?
是主还是鱼？
Is it the Lord or fish?
我们看看我们每天思想什么，我们就知道。
We will know if we examine what we think of every day.
如果我们整天思想都要赚更多的钱，去哪里吃，去哪里玩的话。
If earning more money, what to eat and where to have fun is what we think about all day.
可能我们要的仍然是鱼。
It is possible that what we desire is still fish.
另一个方法让我们知道要的是什么的时候，就是当我们失去的时候。
There is another way to check what is it that we desire. It is when we lose it.
就是当我们失去的时候，我们伤心，我们睡不着觉。
When we lose something, we are heartbroken, we can't sleep.
这意味着这些东西在我们心里面还有地位。
It suggests that these things have a place in our heart.
这样我们要的仍然是鱼。
Then what we desire is still fish.
第二，彼得的生命的改变也带来他生活的改变。
The transformation of Peter's life also brought about the transformation of the way he lived his life.
主跟彼得说，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来。
The Lord said to Peter, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted.
随意两个字讲到从前彼得的生活是自己决定。
The words where you wantedshow that previously Peter got to decide how he lived his life.
隨意亦都講到彼得的生活是沒有方向。
Where you wanted also indicate there was no direction in Peter's life.
他要去哪裡就去哪裡。
He could go wherever he wanted.
他要做些什麼就做些什麼。
He could do whatever he wanted.
就好像在这里约翰福音21章他去打鱼就去打鱼。
Just like in chapter 21, he went fishing as he wanted.
但自从彼得重新跟从主，主给了他一个使命。
But since Peter followed the Lord again, the Lord gave him a mission.
彼得余下的一生就是完成主托付给他的使命。
The remainder of Peter's life was to complete the mission entrusted to him by the Lord.
就是喂养主的小羊，牧养主的羊，喂养主的羊。
Feed the lambs of the Lord, take care of the sheep of the Lord, feed the sheep of the Lord.
在多年之后，你看到年老的彼得。
Many years later, we can see Peter in a later stage of his life.
虽然自己将要殉道。
Although he was going to be martyred,
他仍然写信给一班的门徒。
He wrote a letter to his disciples.
语重心长地提醒他们，鼓励他们。
He thoughtfully reminded them and encouraged them.
要殷勤，要无玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
To make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with the Lord.
彼得余下一生的生活变得非常有目标，有方向。
In the remainder of Peter's life, he had a clear goal and a clear direction.
直到人生的最后一口气，彼得没有忘记到主给他的托付。
Till the last breath, Peter did not forget the mission that the Lord entrusted to him.
因为跟从主基督徒的生活一定是非常有目标，有方向。
A Christian who follows the Lord surely has a clear goal and direction.
这个不是全时间侍奉的问题。
This is not a matter of whether it is a full-time ministry.
是一个优先次序的问题。
It is a matter of priority.
在前几天同工会里面，我们提到今年同工要改选。
A few days ago during our church co-workers meeting, we were talking about the re-election.
可以同工分享到，如果主愿意嘅话，佢哋愿意继续嘅站喺岗位里边，继续嘅侍奉。
Some co-workers share that God willing, they would stand in their present role to continue to serve.
呢啲同工都唔系全时间。
These co-workers are not serving full time.
佢哋都有佢哋嘅生活、佢哋嘅家庭、佢哋嘅事务。
They have their own families, their lives, and their affairs.
但系翻到生活上嘅安排，要做啲咩？咩时候做？
But when it comes to the arrangement of daily affairs,
侍奉都是第一位。
What to do, when to do these things, serving God is ranked first.
这个是一个优先次序的问题。
This is a matter of priority.
今天我们优先次序是怎么样的安排呢？
Today, how are we ranking our priorities?
在过去一年里面，
I found that in the past year,
我发觉有工作的很忙。
Those who had to work were busy.
冇工作嘅，亦都好忙。
Those who didn't have to work were also busy.
好多事情要做，但系冇时间嚟做。
There are a lot of things to do, but there is not enough time.
我哋点样去用我哋时间，就话俾我哋知道我哋嘅优先次序系点样。
How we use our time tells us what our priorities are.
如果主唔系我哋优先次序里边嘅第一位，我哋要注意。
If the Lord is not our first priority, we have to be careful.
因为我反映到我们属灵的情况。
Because it reflects our spiritual state.
可能我们并不是在这里跟从主。
Perhaps we are not following the Lord.
我们可以表面上参加很多教会的活动。
Seemingly, we are taking part in a lot of church activities.
我们可以参加很多的圣工。
We can take part in a lot of ministries.
我们可以讲很多属灵的说话。
We can speak with a lot of spiritual words.
但事实上，我们并不是跟从主。
But in fact, we are not following the Lord.
第三，自从彼得重新跟从主之后，他生命改变，他生活改变。
Thirdly, since Peter followed the Lord, his life was transformed. The way he lived his life was transformed.
彼得人生的价值亦都改变。
The worthiness of Peter's life was transformed as well.
从前彼得是一个渔夫。
Formerly, Peter was a fisherman.
他如同地上所有人一样，工作、生活、吃喝。
Like the rest of the people in the world, he worked, he lived, he ate and drank.
这些不是罪，但是彼得的人生没什么真正的价值。
These were not sins, but there was not much worth in Peter's life.
因为神在以赛亚书43:7讲到，凡称为我名下的人，是为我自己的荣耀被创造的。
It is because God says in Isaiah chapter 43:7, Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
彼得可以是一个很成功的渔夫。
Peter could be a very successful fisherman.
彼得可以是一个很好的人。
He could be a very good person.
但在神的眼中，他只是一个和大部分人一样，一个曾经在地上生活过的人。
But in the eyes of God, just like most other people, he was just someone who once lived in the world.
因为彼得的人生离开了被创造的目的。
It is because the life of Peter departed from the purpose of God's creation.
但是现在彼得的人生变得有价值了。
However, now the worthiness of Peter's life was increased.
因为彼得要做主托付给他的工作。
It is because Peter was going to do the work entrusted to him by the Lord.
正如约翰一书二章十七节讲到，唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存。
As it is written in 1 John 2:17, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
彼得在地上的生活，他所作的一切能够永远长存。
The life that Peter lived in the world, the work that he did could live forever.
我们今天在地上生活所做的一件事，有哪一件事情是能够永远长存的？
The things that we are doing on earth today, which of them can live forever?
在世界工作里面，
In earthly jobs,
即使得到上司同事的称赞，
Even though we get the praises of our superiors and colleagues,
甚至会得到人的掌声，
The applause of men,
但亦都不是永远长存，
They do not live forever,
但是彼得所作的能够永远长存，
But what Peter did could live forever,
他的人生变得有价值，
His life became worthy,
而且是永恒的价值，
and also worthy in the eternal sense.
就我们看我们怎样能够跟从主。
Finally, let us look at how we can follow the Lord.
答案只有两个字。
The answer is very simple, only two words in Chinese.
是什么呢？
What are they?
提示就是我们今天正道经文主发问彼得的三个问题。
The hint can be found in the three questions asked of Peter in our sermon scripture today.
就是爱主。
These words in English are love the Lord.
只有一个爱主的人会跟从主。
Only those who love the Lord would follow the Lord.
亦都只有一个爱主的人会跟从主到人生最后一口气。
Also, only those who love the Lord will follow the Lord till the last breath.
正如彼得在这里对主的回答，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
As in Peter's replies to the Lord, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
在彼得前书一章八节，年老的彼得亦都话：你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, the elderly Peter said, "Though you have not seen him, you love him."
彼得一生的爱主，所以彼得一生的跟从主。
Peter loved the Lord in his entire life, so Peter followed the Lord in his entire life.
很多时候我们以为要跟从主，我们要读得很多的真理。
Very often we think that to follow the Lord requires knowing a lot of truths.
或者有某些特别的属灵的经验。
Or perhaps possessing certain spiritual experiences.
其实要跟从主不是一个知识的问题。
But in fact, to follow the Lord is not a matter of knowledge.
因为彼得也曾经对主说过，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
It is because Peter had once said to the Lord, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
但是彼得也都退后了。
But Peter too walked backwards.
所以光有知识，人只为平静的日子来跟从主。
Therefore, with mere knowledge, man can only follow the Lord in ordinary days.
同样要跟从主，亦都唔系一个有特殊属灵经验。
Similarly, to follow the Lord does not require special spiritual experiences.
或者经历过某啲神迹嘅问题。
Or having experienced certain miracles.
因为彼得不缺乏这些。
It is because Peter did not lack these.
所以不是知识的问题。
Therefore, it is not about knowledge.
也不是有没有特殊属灵经验或者是神迹恩典的问题。
It is not about special spiritual experiences, miracles, or even what kind of grace we are given.
关键是爱主。
The key issue is loving the Lord.
那我们怎样可以爱主呢？
Then how can we love the Lord?
我们看一看约翰一书四章十九节。
Let us see 1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
一段很短的经文。
A very short portion of scripture.
但为了帮助弟兄姊妹能记得，我们都读一读。
But to help you remember, let's read together.
约翰一书四章十九节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
要爱主的方法就是先看到神先爱我们。
To love the Lord, first of all, we have to see that God first loved us.
圣经告诉我们知道有几个途径让我们能够看到主的爱。
The Bible tells us that there are few ways to see the love of the Lord.
第一个就是当人和神有一个正常关系的时候。
The first one is being in a normal relationship with God.
罗马书五章五节讲到，所赐给我哋嘅圣灵，将神嘅爱浇灌在我们心里。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5 tells us, God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us.
这个是一个不能够解释的爱在我们里头。
This is an inexplicable love within us.
不论我们去到哪里，
No matter where we go,
看到什么，
What we see,
遭遇到什么，
What we encounter,
我们都能够感受到看到主的爱。
We can see and feel the love of the Lord.
正如保罗讲到，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜。
As Paul said,But we also rejoice in our sufferings.
就好似 Colin 姊妹，佢而家仲喺医院里边。
For instance, Sister Colin, she is still in hospital.
个伤口仍系痛紧。
Her wounds are still hurting.
有时每日打啲好痛嘅针。
She has to take very painful injections every day.
夜晚两个钟头被叫醒一次。
She is woken up every 2 hours at night.
但佢录音里边充满咗赞美同埋感恩。
But her audio recording is full of praises and thanksgiving.
呢种嘅爱亦都喺我哋刚信主、刚追求嘅时候，亦都会出现。
This kind of love could be evident when we were newly converted to Christ or started to pursue the Lord.
我哋解释唔到，但系就系感受到啲主嘅爱就系好真实。
We cannot explain it, but we can feel the Lord's love is very real.
呢个主格外嘅恩典帮助我哋上路。
This is an extra measure of grace given by the Lord in order to help us grow.
但如果我们要持续看到主的爱的话，我们要保持与神一个正常的关系。
However, in order to see the Lord's love persistently, we have to keep a normal relationship with God.
第二个让我们看到主爱的途径就是透过十字架。
The second way for us to see the Lord's love is through the cross.
睇到十字架嘅爱
，to see the love of the cross，
呢个唔系物质上嘅看见，而系灵里边嘅看见。
It is not through physical eye, but through a spiritual insight。
如果我哋睇唔见嘅话，除咗罪嘅原因
，if we cannot see it apart from the factor of sin，
就系我哋有21:15里边嘅这些。
It is because we have some of these, as mentioned in chapter 21:15.
所以当我主问彼得一个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Therefore, the first question that the Lord asked Peter was, "Do you truly love me more than these?"
这个这些不单只是153条鱼。
The word "these" is not just the 153 fish.
这个这些也包括一切从世界来的。
These include everything that comes from the world.
这些不一定是罪。
These may not necessarily be sins.
这个这些就好像我背后这个窗帘。
These are just like the blinds behind me.
窗帘不是不好。
It is not that blinds or curtains are not good.
但只要窗帘存在的话。
But as long as there are blinds or curtains,
更薄的窗帘都会阻止我们看到外面。
Even thinner materials block our views when we look out.
亦都会阻止外面的阳光照入来。
They also block the sunlight from coming in.
正如钱财不是罪。
For example, money is not sinful.
吃不是罪。
Eating is not a sin.
玩不是罪。
Having fun is not a sin.
旅行不是罪。
Traveling is not a sin.
问题就是当我们心放在这些的时候。
The problem is when our hearts are set on these things.
常常想都是这些的时候。
When we constantly think about these things.
这些就会阻碍我们爱主。
Then these things will hinder us from loving the Lord.
正如约翰一书2:15讲到，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
As written in 1 John 2 verse 15, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
今天不少的基督徒要世界又要神。
Too many Christians today desire the world and desire God.
好像旧约以色列人又要耶和华又要巴力。
Just like the Old Testament, the Israelites desired the Lord and desired Baal.
但是属灵的原则是，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
But the spiritual principle is this: if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
如果我们爱世界，我们就不能够爱神。
If we love the world, we are not able to love God.
如果我们爱神，我们就不会爱世界。
If we love God, then we do not love the world.
这个是一个个人的选择。
This is our personal choice.
正如以利亚在山上对一班的以色列人说，
As what Elijah said to the Israelites on the mountain,
你们心持两意要到几时呢？
How long will you waver between two opinions?
若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华。
If the Lord is God, follow him.
若巴力是神，就当顺从巴力。
If Baal is God, follow him.
旧约以色列人要作出选择。
The Israelites in the Old Testament times had to make a choice.
今日我哋同样要作出选择。
Similarly, today we need to make a choice.
所以如果我哋睇唔见十字架嘅爱嘅话，
Therefore, if we cannot see the love of the Lord on the cross,
我们要反省我们是不是有这些在我们的心里面。
We have to see if we have these in our hearts.
其实一个正常的基督徒他里面应该知道。
As a matter of fact, a normal Christian should know this within himself.
因为里面会感到受苦。
Because he feels grieved within him.
让主问彼得的问题都常常去问我们。
Let us be constantly asked of the same question that Peter got.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than these?
你爱主吗？
Do you love the Lord?
即使我们不好像彼得那么肯定地说，
Even though we may not be as sure as Peter.
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
但至少我们又好像彼得在21章17节里面的就忧愁的感受。
At least we feel grieved like Peter in chapter 21 verse 7 per translation in the King James and some other versions.
忧愁是一个开始。
Grief is a starting point.
因为保罗在临后7章10节告诉我知道，依着神的意思忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来以致得救。
It is because Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret.
当我们为到我们不爱主而忧愁的时候，这个忧愁要催逼我们回到主的面前求主帮助。
When we are grieved for not loving the Lord, this grief compels us to come before the Lord and ask the Lord for help.
今天当主问我们，你爱我吗？我们的回答是什么？
Today, when the Lord asks us, Do you love me? What is our answer?
我们心里面有忧愁吗？
Do we feel grieved?
第三个让我们看到主爱的途径，就是当我们认识到自己的败坏和不配的时候。
The third way for us to see the love of the Lord is when we truly realize our corruptness and unworthiness.
就正如当日彼得的经历。
Just like the experience of Peter on that day.
我们一起看约翰福音21章4到8节。
Let us read together John chapter 21 verses 4 to 8.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说，是主。那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200爪，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large amount of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not too far from shore, about 100 yards.
有一章第七节讲到彼得一听见是主，彼得就跳到海里边，游到岸边去见主。
Chapter 21 verse 7 tells us, As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, It is the Lord, he jumped into the water and swam to the shore to see the Lord.
从故事开始，我们知道在船上边有七个人。
From the beginning of the story, we know that there were 7 people on the boat.
有一章八节形容这个船是一只小船。
Chapter 21 verse 8 tells us that this is a boat, not a ship.
当约翰同彼得讲是主嘅事。
When John told Peter, it is the Lord.
其余嘅门徒亦都应该听到。
The rest of the disciples should have heard it as well.
但点解其他门徒冇立刻跳到水里边游到岸边
？But why didn't the rest of them jump into the water at once and swim to the shore？
我哋可能话，因为其他门徒唔系渔夫，佢哋游水冇彼得咁叻。
Perhaps we say the other disciples were not fishermen; they were not so good at swimming like Peter.
但雅各同约翰系渔夫啊。
But James and John were fishermen.
佢哋会游水啊。
They knew how to swim.
但点解只有彼得立刻嘅跳到海里边去见主
？Why was Peter the only person jumping into the water immediately to see the Lord？
因为同其他嘅门徒比较，彼得有一个跌倒嘅经验系其他嘅门徒冇。
It is because compared with other disciples, Peter had an experience of stumbling which the other disciples didn't.
就系彼得三次嘅唔认主。
They were denying the Lord three times.
但即使系咁样样，主五次佢嚟寻找彼得。
Even so, the Lord came to seek Peter five times.
主嘅爱大大嘅感动彼得。
The love of the Lord moved him.
他知道他不配得这份的爱。
He knew that he was unworthy of this love.
他不值得主五次的来寻找自己。
He was unworthy of the Lord coming to seek him five times.
其实早在三年前，彼得曾经跟主说过。
As a matter of fact, 3 years prior to that, Peter had said to the Lord,
主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Lord,Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man.
主的爱再一次感动彼得，激动彼得。
The love of the Lord once again moved him and compelled him.
于是彼得立刻嘅跳到海里边去见主。
Peter therefore jumped into the water immediately to see the Lord.
呢个经验都系路加福音第七章记载嗰个曾经犯咗好多罪嘅一个女人嘅经验。
This kind of experience is like that of the woman in Luke chapter 7 who had lived a sinful life.
佢听到主喺一个法利赛人西门家里边喺度坐席。
When she learned that Jesus was at Simon the Pharisee's house,
于是佢不请自来。
She invited herself there.
明知唔受欢迎，但仍然要嚟。
Knowing very well that she was not welcome,
佢跪喺主嘅背后，佢用眼泪湿咗主嘅脚。
She knelt behind the Lord and began to wet his feet with her tears.
用自己嘅头发去擦干。
And then wiped them with her hair.
用嘴去连连亲主嘅脚。
She kissed the feet of the Lord.
用香膏去抹住嘅。
And poured perfume on them.
因为呢个女人认识到自己有好多嘅罪。
Because this woman realized she was sinful.
她看到自己不配。
She saw her unworthiness.
所以主向这个法利赛人西门指导这个女人说。
Therefore the Lord said to Simon the Pharisee.
因为她的爱多但那赦免少的她的爱就少。
For she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
当我们看到自己有很多的罪自己不配但是主居然爱我。
When we see our sinfulness and unworthiness, and yet the Lord loves us,
我哋会就从里边生出一份对主嘅爱。
Then our love for the Lord will flourish from within.
今日我哋都唔会有好似彼得睇到肉身嘅主五次嘅嚟寻找自己。
Today we will not have the same experience as Peter that the Lord comes to seek us five times in his human body.
但我哋一定有主透过佢嘅灵。来到寻找我们的经验。
But surely we have the experience of the Lord coming to seek us through His Spirit.
可能主已经寻找我们不止五次，或者已经五十次。
Perhaps the Lord has sought us more than five times, perhaps 50 times already.
主可以透过诗歌、正道、查经或者弟兄姊妹的见证。
The Lord may move us through hymns, sermons, Bible studies, and the testimonies of brothers and sisters.
来到去感动我们。
To move us.
希伯来斯的作者提醒我们你们今日若听他的话就不可硬着心。
The author of Hebrews reminds us, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以我们今天听主的话的时候回应主的呼召。
So let us listen to him and respond to his calling.
从今天开始。
From today onward.
我们跟从主。
We must follow the Lord.
总结今日嘅信息。
A summation of today's message。
喺今年开始，主呼召我哋，你跟从我吧。
At the beginning of this year, the Lord calls us, "You must follow me."
即系我哋生命仍然有好多嘅软弱。
Although we have a lot of weaknesses in our life,
立志为善就得个，只是行出来又不得个。
That we have the desire to do what is good, but we cannot carry it out.
但冇一个属主嘅基督徒，主系唔会顾念。
But none of the Christians who belong to the Lord is not cared for by the Lord.
即使我哋软弱跌倒
，although we may be weak and we stumble，
主仍然会嚟寻找我哋，直到寻见。
The Lord still comes to seek us until He finds us.
而且主重新嘅呼召我哋嚟跟从佢。
Furthermore, the Lord once again calls us to follow Him.
因为跟从主的基督徒，他的生命，他的生活一定改变。
For a Christian who follows the Lord, his life and the way he lives his life will be transformed.
他人生的价值一定增加。
The worthiness of his life will surely increase.
要跟从主，我们要看到主的爱。
To follow the Lord, we have to see the love of the Lord.
其中一个能够看到主爱的途径，就是我们认识到自己的败坏和自己的不配得。
One of the ways to see the love of the Lord is to recognize our corruptness and our unworthiness.
但主仍然嘅唔丢弃我哋，愿意呼召我哋跟从佢。
But the Lord still does not give up on us. He is willing to call us to follow Him.
第一次同心嘅祷告。
Let us bow our heads to pray.
亲爱的天父，我哋真系同心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
你实在爱我哋每一个弟兄姊妹。
Indeed, you love each one of us, brothers and sisters.
所以我哋真系常常嘅软弱，常常嘅跌倒。
Although we have always been weak and we always stumble.
我哋甚至乎羞辱主你嘅名。
Sometimes we put your name to shame.
但你却用我永远嘅爱我哋。
But you love us with your everlasting love.
你冇放弃我哋。
You have not given up on us.
没丢弃我们。
You have not forsaken us.
仍然来寻找我们。
You still come to seek us.
只求你怜悯，直到寻找到我们。
Lord, have mercy on us until you find us.
主，我们感谢你重新的愿意呼召我们。
Lord, we thank you for once again calling us.
你要我们去跟从你。
You tell us to follow you.
主啊，我们愿意。
Lord, we are willing.
我们就在这
里。Here.
主，我们要重新的跟从你。
We are determined to follow you.
求你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
叫我们常常都不能够爱你而忧愁。
So that we can grieve when we cannot love you.
求你十字架的爱常常激励感动我们。
May you compel us with the love on the cross.
叫我们从此不再为自己活。
So that from now on we no longer live for ourselves.
乃是为你而活。
But live for you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.